Hey guys, welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. This is Marty.
And DJ.
Hey, we had a super great time at this event. You're going to hear a little live time while we're at the Pint Night. You're going to hear some really cool guys. We get to interview Mike Phillips. Spent a really good time with Rennie Doyle. And we walk around with a couple different people. So, hey, grab yourself a Hefeweizen, because that's what I kept drinking. Or grab yourself a Coors Light.
Or an IPA.
You pay for it today, though.
Yeah, definitely no Coors Light. DJ is hurting with the IPA. Anyway, hey, grab yourself a pint and enjoy.
Charles, welcome.
Man, this is
welcome to Pint Night.
This is awesome.
Who are you? Who are you?
Charles Bolera, Fine Airport Parking.
Denver?
Denver, Colorado.
Man, thanks for coming, man.
You bet, man. This
what beer are you going to get?
I don't know. I'm going to check them out, man.
Yeah.
A lot of choices.
The Hefeweizen's good?
Yeah, I bet it.
Would you?
Yeah. It's a good event, man.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you. Your name is?
Jeremy Batista, the Fine Airport Parking, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And what are you drinking?
I don't know, but it's delicious beer.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like that.
That's all the best way to do it. Lovely ladies, bring you beer.
Looks like it. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Looks like beer. Hey, it's good beer.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hey, our recording cut off earlier.
We're back again.
Okay, we're back again. Right. Cheers.
Did you hear your name yet? Do you know your name?
Do you remember
yet?
Your name?
Justin Lobato.
All right. And
Jim Gogan.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming. Jim, you know what you're drinking?
I'm drinking Golden Export tonight.
Nice. Golden Export. Czech Lager.
Czech Lager. What are you drinking?
The IPA, because it has the most alcohol content.
Oh.
We know DJ's is very eco-friendly. It came straight from the wheat lager itself. He went out there and picked the actual wheat off the lager.
My ancestors did.
Tell us who you are.
Brandon Ward, Carolina Detail Supply.
Dude, thanks for coming. What are you drinking?
Marzen.
What is it?
The Marzen.
Tell us. Take a sip and tell us what you think.
Smooth. Kind of caramel notes. Kind of like Yingling-ish.
Oh, hey. He said it's Yingling-ish.
Hey, make it a great day.
Try it. It's good. El Presidente.
See that?
Respect.
That's right. The aim. The aim. It will be recognized. Put out of the history books.
Never. It's
just fun. It's fun.
So he said it's like Yingling, so...
This is a very good event, very good gathering.
Different group of people.
It's a very diverse group.
I gotta tell you, like, in the beginning,
you've got you've got some heavy hitters here. Now you got Mike Phillips, Rennie Doyle, Eric Nassau, Cameron NYC. You've got, you know.
Why don't you go introduce us?
You want to walk around?
He's going to introduce us to Mike Phillips.
Oh, there you go. Let's do it. I'll go this way, you go that way.
All right.
We're like hooked in this.
Big opportunity.
Yeah,
the man, the legend, the myth.
Let's start.
Let's pit stop.
This is day one.
This is Julio. We've got Brandon. All right, Julio, who are you?
Just some hack.
You're a YouTube star.
Oh, I thought Justin everything he knows.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
IPA.
Man, what do you think?
It's awesome.
Hey, why are you drinking IPA now?
Because I like hard beers. I was looking for the whiskey.
Do you like the hoppy? Do you like the hoppy?
I like really hoppy beers.
It sounds like a panel wipe.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Don't start.
I just want to, you know, we're talking detail.
That's why you like
it. Next time, have a whiskey and podcast.
There you go.
I'm all in.
Whiskey and podcast?
Hey, can I have this?
And then we have over here, we have Mr. Dave Phillips. This is the mad chemist behind the PNS line.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Dave Phillips.
Cool. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the IPA.
And to think,
I love the IPA.
He started as a marine biologist saving whales.
Yeah.
And no. Then all of a sudden, now look, he's making some of the best products in the industry.
Yeah, I kind of almost had a double major, but not quite.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
we're trying to save plastics, which dramatically have a major impact in ocean life.
They didn't have turtle issues back then when he was going to college. Nowadays, turtles are starting small, and it's become an issue.
Right. You got the big garbage patch, right?
Yeah. Massive.
Yeah. Massive. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for coming.
All right. Thank you for having us.
All right. Who do we got?
Clint Hintz, Buffett Shine Manufacturing. And I am drinking a... Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Rookie and well seasoned.
Hey, I think I'll take that. Yeah. I think I'll take that. Yeah, I'm the guy getting the Ubers for right now. So. Hey, this is a great thing. You know,
fun, right?
You know, guys and gals here. They're here because they care about the industry and what we're doing. And I think that's pretty cool. So I think you guys did a good thing. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Cheers.
Cheers. Clint's a huge asset to our industry.
Cheers.
Everything that he contributes.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to continue on.
Big bike's back that way.
Yeah. Hello, we're talking about Corey's Light real quick.
We got detoured.
1 second. We got detoured.
We got detoured. Something about Corey's Light, piss beer or something, I don't know.
I'm still drinking Corey's Light. Well, in Oklahoma, the beer law just changed. Coors Light doesn't taste like Coors Light.
That's right. You know why? Because it rolls right off the mountains? Because it's pure water.
No.
Yeah.
It's good. It's pure water.
So now,
when you want to chase a real beer just to get it hydrated, you chase it with a Coors Light.
See, I'm good with that. If I'm day drinking, if I'm going to a concert, whatever, doing something.
So I've been drinking a lot of
Platinum with the Lamont was good. That was good.
You're going to like an Elton John concert? Yeah.
Can I get a course, please?
Hey, Bud Light Platinum was good, though. Bud Light Platinum was good. All right. Continue on.
This is the host of our wonderful event.
This is Mike Phillips right here.
Marty.
Yes.
Yeah, we met earlier.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, you invited me.
He's actually live doing a podcast.
Oh, right thing. Now. Okay.
Don't say something you don't want to regret, you know?
I'm just kidding. Well,
so tell us what you're drinking.
This is chocolate coffee. That is a dark porter. It's good.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah, it is. I wanted a good porter.
Yeah. How is it?
Delicious.
What notes do you taste like when you drink it? Like, what do you?
It's kind of got a kind of a smoky wood flavor to it, but coffee too. Yeah, but it's good.
So you like one of your top?
Yeah, I like a good dark beer.
A little darker?
Yeah.
Cool. So who are you?
Those that don't know Mike Phillips, Mike, who are
There's
you?
There's like two people in the world. Like.
I like to describe myself this way. I am a blue-collar working-class dog. Woof, woof.
But in his free time, he loves being in the pool.
In the pool.
Yeah. Oh, year-round.
In a wrap.
Every call we're on, you're like, oh, you know, I'm sitting in the pool. It's about 85 degrees.
AKA Aquaman.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I think a lot of people know you because you're a personality. You've been on TV shows, even hosted your own. You're the big face of Auto Geek.
Great personality.
Right?
He's really
How
big
did
on
you
YouTube.
Get started, though? Like, I mean,
he's big on YouTube.
You know,
big
I get asked that all the time.
Right, I mean, it's a good question.
It is a good question. And there was never any magic. It's the same way. Almost everybody else that has answered that question has answered it. I started out detailing mom and dad's cars. Actually, I started detailing dad's boat because I was a water skier and I was into the boat thing. And I lived in Oregon. In Oregon,
what was the boat?
It was a 1965 Hydroswift runabout with a 55 Evinrude outboard. And my job was to get the oxidation off the hull, make the plexiglass windshield clear again, and make the vinyl seats look good. That was it. And I was on it, man. I wanted to go water skiing.
That's what got you started.
I wanted to go fishing. Yeah. I
what drew it. You in? So you start cleaning the boat, but what drew you into detail?
Oh, it was probably after I lost my leg, and you know, life just really had to change. And I had to make some hard decisions about what I was going to do the rest of my life. And it's kind of weird because things just kind of fell into place. I've been detailing cars all my life, either for money or for fun. And I met a guy that owned a Meguiar's RDC. That's a regional distribution center.
Okay.
Nowadays, everything's in a warehouse, and then it goes to an auto parts store. But back about 20 or 30 years, Meguiar's went through individuals. They had 11 people that had that they owned their own little mini warehouse. And they would supply the stores. And I went to work for one of those guys. And I just had a passion to show people how to do what I knew how to do. And that's kind of how it started.
That's awesome.
You know, now look, you created an animal.
What's that?
I said, now look, you created an animal.
Yeah.
So we won't keep you. We'll let you get back to your beer. One thing that you could tell somebody that might have been in that same situation that is there now, you know, they're young, don't know what they want to do, but they sort of love detailing. What could you tell that 20-year-old kid or something to kind of, maybe they can't, you know, just how do they grow in the industry?
Well, first of all, it's important they really understand it's hard work.
Yeah.
Okay? I've met a lot of guys that came along, and they see a good-looking car. Justin buffs out a car. It looks great. Hey, I'm going to do that. And then they start buffing, and they're like, that is a hard work.
Yeah.
So
you don't realize how much manual labor
it is. You have to actually be someone that is a hard worker, okay? You have to understand. You have to have a good work ethic, okay? And if you're going to do this as a business, you have to understand that the day starts with you and it ends with you. There's no such thing as a day off. There's only a day behind. And that's one of the things I like about Reddy. He starts to bring in the balance. You've got to have family life balance. And I think that's what's kind of missing, because anybody that's going to be a detailer is entrepreneurial, and they also tend to be a little bit on the alpha male side, so they have the Superman complex. Those are great attributes, but you got to have someone that puts the brakes on.
So
that's the wife.
Would you say, I said that was the last question, but here's the last one. Would you say that that's the reason that detailers don't get along? Because there's not a lot of detailers.
It's true.
Yeah, like...
Well, now, wait a second. That's...
It's a general point. Like, that's why I tried to back it up a little bit. But generality...
We don't hang out with each other in our own communities.
I think that there's a competitiveness that is innate in the business side and in the personality side that does cause that conflict. But I think the IDA... is a factor that comes in and takes that conflict out of the way, but only for those that are involved in the IDA. So there's been this. But anyway, yeah, I think that's just natural. Guys are like that. You're either an alpha male or you're a man who can be. Get a job, you know, at the library. So yeah.
Cheers, man. Enjoy your beer. Thanks for your time. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks, Mike. And one thing I would just point out in your podcast, the one thing that I've noticed about detailers, whether they're automotive, marine, motorcycle, whatever it is, it attracts high caliber people. You never find a slacker as a detailer. You find the kind of guy you'd like to have as your neighbor, that you would trust with the keys to your car. So they're naturally good people. Like farmers, for the most part.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. Good word, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Justin, who we got next?
Let's go visit Mr. Kyle Clark and Diane Dole.
Oh.
Not to interrupt, but...
You're recording the podcast.
You can't go away yet.
We'll let you go, but introduce yourself.
Trying to slip out. We need a female perspective because this room is filled with way too much testosterone.
Did Rennie talk to you about putting me on film? Because I'm like Ricky Bobby. The good news is this isn't film.
It's just audio. That's a good
thing. There you go. Okay.
All right, who are you?
Like, what do I do with my hands? My name is Diane Doyle.
What do you do?
See, I told you.
How do you feel about being the most iconic woman in the industry?
The interior queen.
There
Okay, I'll ask an easier question. What beer are you drinking?
I am drinking Golden something or other.
All right. Take a sip. Tell us what you think.
I actually really like this one.
What do you like about it?
It's smooth. It's kind of sweet.
Smooth
but
sweet.
It's light.
And light. Cool. All right, you got to go to the bathroom. We'll let you run.
Easy.
That was it. Easy questions.
That was the best.
Oh, okay, so you guys need to talk to him about trying to put me on film because I can't do it.
That's fine. No worries. No film. All audio.
No, no, I need an artist.
All right. Who we got over here, Justin?
We got Mr. Kyle Clark. The
Kyle Clark
of
actually
Arby's,
beat me what, 3 years ago at Mobile Detour of the Year.
Yeah.
I came
oh,
to Vegas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He beat me out.
I was like, no, I didn't win it. I was nominated.
You didn't win?
No.
Who won that?
I can tell you, but...
Sorry.
Oh. I've been nominated twice for that shit.
Dude, you deserve it. I'm kidding.
All right, what's your
Go ahead,
company?
Marty.
Extreme Detailing in Montana, California.
Cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business? What are you?
I've been detailing since I was 13 years old.
That's awesome.
So 20 years now.
Wow.
But
so he's
going to have
to look at just like you're just like me, kind of.
Yeah.
Officially, yeah. You know, became an adult.
Yeah.
Drinking, not drinking?
I'm not drinking.
He's the original palm applicator of wax. See these things? These are mittens.
We're looking at his hands.
I mean, massive. He shows people how to
it's a big wax applicator pad.
Yeah, boom, right there. Oh, that's yeah. A quarter of a hood right there.
Talk about efficiency.
Right?
Lay it down.
You yeah. Cover a lot of area.
I gotta get some of that single layer stairs. Try that shit out.
Cheers. Cheers to you. All right, Justin, who we got? All right, hey.
I need to
skip this table. Skip this table. What
for? Let's just skip it.
Marty?
Come
sure,
on in.
What's up? We're on the table.
All right, Justin, you know who we got?
No, but I can
let's introduce ourselves.
I'm James.
James, nice to meet you.
Who are you?
I'm James. I'm the auto detail manager at Fine Airport Park in Denver.
Nice.
I'm James.
He's also James.
Detail manager at the Fine in Tulsa.
So if I remember when they do the interviewing process, they say, is your name James? And if it's James, then you have a better chance of getting hired, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So absolutely.
What are y'all drinking?
Golden Export.
Well, where is it?
We just finished it before y'all came over.
Oh, you took a TV timeout, huh?
Well, see, what happened was they went and slammed their beer because they saw this one. They were about to go get it.
We'll let you go get a new one. We'll come back.
Oh, you can come back?
Well, yeah, we want to know what you thought of the beer.
Shouldn't have a beer.
Nobody gave us that information.
What's up, man?
Recording a podcast here.
Yep. Got our man Shane here.
Shane, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Shane.
Shane Daniel. Is his name.
What's Shane's name?
Shane's name is Shane, Marty. Good
Shane
job.
Shane is Shane.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm
hey,
Shane.
Mayfield. What's your name?
My name is
Shane. Shane's name is Shane.
You know, gingers are scary sometimes. So.
Yeah.
Intimidating?
He's got to repeat it.
I got a short fuse.
Awesome.
See?
Right.
I got
right.
A short fuse.
Tell us who
I'm
you
like
are.
A grenade.
Tell us who you are.
So it must run in the family. Like Ian's the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Ian's a short fuse.
Is it a ginger
it's,
thing?
It's
yeah.
A why are you guys
ginger,
so fucking mad?
He's so bad.
Man, yeah, hands are out of the pockets.
I'm
like, he's
angry.
Ready to go.
I'm not angry. I'm just ready to go. Exactly. I'm just ready.
All right, ask very soft red. Questions,
yeah, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, he's, very soft.
Yeah, don't.
DJ's closest to
I'm drinking whiskey sours.
Okay, listen.
I don't mess around with beer. I just do the. I'm a man.
Whiskey
you know, sours. I drink whiskey sour.
Wow.
He's a man. He drinks whiskey sours.
No.
No, it's not on tab.
It's a special order.
Yeah. VIP.
They saw him come here.
Yeah. Whiskey sour. Do you have a favorite whiskey?
Jack.
What's
Jack
your business? Where are you from?
My business is Perfection Plus Auto Detailing. I'm from Redmond, Oregon. Central Oregon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Part of the Mafia, I see.
Part of the Mafia, yep. Yeah.
That's
just
why
got made at Air Force One this year.
What's that?
I just got made at Air Force One this year.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Cool, man. We really appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, no
cheers,
worries.
Bro. Cheers.
Marty's
yeah.
Intimidating. He's going to cut it short.
What?
I said Marty's intimidating. He's going to
yeah.
Cut it short.
Yeah. Glad to get my head. head chopped off.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ian now, right?
No, Ian. Ian's hugging a dude. What is Ian doing? He's
Ian.
Hugging a dude.
Let's go figure out why he's hugging a dude.
He's a big teddy bear, man.
He's a big teddy bear. How come Vince says that about Ian? The whole mafia is like, he's a big teddy bear.
I picked out my cigar for tomorrow. We're
did
coming.
You?
Yeah.
Right
on,
dude.
Oh, I love it.
Well, let's brag about this event. You guys killed it.
Yeah, it's fun, but I'm just saying, we're coming tomorrow. I already picked out my cigar, and I've got it ready to go.
I got mine.
Did you get mine too, Marty?
No.
Why?
Because.
You texted me and said, hey.
I said, I'm at the store. Do you want anything?
And I said, yes.
You never responded.
We got to have a pints, polishers, and long ashes session.
Is there going to be, the question we asked was, will there be cigars able to purchase
this? It's a cigar bar.
Some slackers like me.
Yeah, marijuana.
Are you saying that because I'm standing here? All right?
Yeah,
second racist statement out of Justin's mouth tonight.
We're in Vegas. Everything's recreational. Can we roll that stuff
There's just no gypsies allowed.
There's no what?
Gypsies.
No gypsies.
That's okay. Bottom feeder details. The IDA will not let him say that, but I don't care.
So all right, so what beer are you drinking?
This is another one of the Goldens, man. That's
what you like.
Dude, that was nice, man. That's a nice beer.
What do you like about it?
It's kind of got a sweet taste to it. Nice finish, no aftertaste. And I'm not a big drinker, so it's really easy to consume.
Cool.
When he describes a beer, it makes me want to go get one.
He's like describing himself. He's kind of a sweet guy.
He's sweet. He's easy to drink.
Easy to please. I go down well.
Easy to please. It goes down well. That is on record.
Goes down well.
And I'm a mouthful.
Wow. Is that how somebody gets their mafia brand?
Every group's
different. So the mafia's initiation, I am not a part of.
Yeah. We know
Marty's initiation back in the frat, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Okay.
See, there's the thing about your best podcast, man. Everybody relaxes and it makes it fun.
Thanks, man.
You know, it really does. That was your. I can't count how many podcasts I've done. That was the funnest one we've ever done.
Oh, when you came onto our podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
but
yeah.
How long did it take for us to even get it together?
Like, yeah, that took a while.
I'm sorry. You guys are patient.
We're
grateful
good.
For your patience.
But the thing was, our beer got warm. I just want to say that on the podcast. You know, it was still good beer, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was. You guys had a good. We had a good time.
We did. That was a blast.
We'll do it again.
Yeah. You guys do good.
So tell us, for the two people that are listening that don't know who you are, who's Rennie Doyle?
My name is Rennie Doyle. I'm a husband and a father. I serve my community through military search and rescue. And I happen to be a detail trainer. Known in the industry as detail. I've been doing it for over 30 years. Love the shit. I'm the founder of the Detail Mafia. My guys like this, Justin, these guys right here, they're all who made me. You want today? I've asked you the time. I'm one of the best guitarists in the world. I can't keep up with these guys. No way.
Too old?
Fuck that.
They're just that good.
I know. They're that good.
Okay.
I taught them. So now they've taken my talk and they go to triples out. Who's the best guitar in the world?
It's the one that needs an honorary membership. I said it's the one that needs an honorary membership.
So you know, it's the biggest thing that I want to promote in the industry is be a business person first and teach people how to
There's so many guys that we say passion to profit. There's so many people that are passionate about what we do, but I mean, when I started, I had to add, like, I didn't know how to build a business. Like, what do you do with taxes? What do you do with marketing? Like, there's so many different things that we don't know as detailers.
You go Wesley Snipes.
Explain
that's
it.
What you do with your taxes.
What? Is this three? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, definitely. No, my best friend is my bookkeeper.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bookkeeper's my best friend.
I don't like Marty's
bookkeeper. Oh, she's so annoying. Vicky's the best.
You know, your account will make you or break you.
So at what point, here's a good question, for guys that are just starting, right? At what point do they do their books, or do they let somebody else do their books? Like, yeah. How far do you go? Because when I was mobile, I started my books with QuickBooks.
Right.
But it got started getting too much. But at what point does somebody break away and pay somebody?
A good bookkeeper is cheap. You should be able to pay for that time in an hour or two. 1 or 2 hours of operating should pay for your bookkeeper every month. So my point is that if you don't know bookkeeper, start out with them right away. Simple as that. Is going at least have somebody sit on your ledger, your calisthenic ledger, and if you can't keep up that pace, hire someone right away.
Yeah, and do your taxes at the beginning. Just do them annual. Keep it simple. Yeah, and then when you start to get higher revenue, then go into quarterly. But for the beginning, keep it simple. You know, whatever your state benefits you the best, whether you're LLC, incorporated, or sole proprietor, do the research, figure out what's best for your local demographics, and then go with an annual thing until you figure out how big you want to get.
It sounds nuts, but one of the best things you can do is I listen to Dave Ramsey every week. I mean, I've been in business for 30 some years, and there's not a week or a podcast who does. I don't listen.
Who else do you listen to?
Not Gary Vee.
That's what I've read here. This is really early on in Gary Vee. I'm really into Jocko from Extreme.
Jocko,
Extreme Ownership. He's a former Navy SEAL commander. He's a badass. Extreme Ownership, man. That book changed my life.
Really?
I get the honor of actually helping to meet Jocko here in the coming weeks. That book, it's changed me as a husband, and as a father, as a leader in a lot of it, and as a business person.
Extreme ownership.
It's Jocko's badass. He's extreme. I listen to his podcast. I listen to a lot of odd people.
So at what point, because we hear from a lot of different guys, and this would be a great question for you too. We hear a lot of different, you know, they say they don't have time to listen.
You don't have time for success.
Yeah. You need to make time if you don't have time.
You know what?
What did he say? You need to make time if you don't have time. That kind of stuff is going to be the difference between you being successful and you being moderately successful. You know what I mean? That's what separates the men from the boys in detail. It's the guys who take the extra time to do the extra steps to make their business that much better.
But let's go practical with Justin, right? So, whenever I talk to you, it's your balls to the wall, 6 a.m. to, you make a point to get home, though, to your family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're up early, you're working all day. At what point in your time do you make for education or listening to something to help you grow?
My downtime when I'm not spending time with my family. The early mornings, the late evenings when they're already in bed.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I really like to just get up and watch Sesame Street.
Yeah.
With your kid, though.
If you're a young husband, or a young dad, if you get up when they're not up yet, you get up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, here's a funny thing, I'll need to be crude.
If you want to. If you have aspirations to be big.
You have to have it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I ran $1 million, I still run a multi-million dollar company. I'm up before everybody else is. I'm in the military.
It sucks though, right?
Well, it comes down to how you calculate your own personal time.
And that's exactly it. Here's the deal is that I get up, by the time my ass is on the toilet, first time in the morning, it's listening to a podcast. It's discipline. Everything's discipline.
Yeah.
I'm 52 years old and I'm bragging. I'm 52 years old and I'm still bench pressing with 400 pounds. I can squat over 600 pounds. I can deadlift over 400 pounds. I can leg press over 1,000 pounds. Because my ass is at the gym every morning. My ass is dedicated to training. What I'm dedicated to is feeding my brain. If you don't feed your brain, you die. Simple as that. So it's discipline. Discipline starts. If you're not up at 5 in the morning,
I'm not.
somebody else is. You know what? Here's what I'll do. Change that habit. You'll be in the best shape of your life. You'll be the smartest you have. You'll be making more money. You're right. When everybody else is sitting...
How's that make you feel, Marty?
When everybody's nice...
Can you see my beer gut?
What do you think?
When everybody else... Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's stout as shit, man. You know what? When everybody else is nice and warm and cozy in their comfy blankets, I'm over here.
So, it's interesting. On one of the podcasts, somebody mentioned a quote. I almost want to say it was Ian, where he talked about, they say in the NFL, a lot of times... No. It was a podcast we just had with a buddy of mine that came from... we went to college together. It was our 100th episode. We drank an entire thing of whiskey. It was... And 2.5 hours long, right?
That's awesome.
Like, that's... And it was just us chatting, catching up, and sharing some information. His quote, it was a very inspirational quote. It comes from the NFL. That was like, if you have talent, you'll keep succeeding. But if you... hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard.
That's exactly it.
So, it doesn't matter what you have, what skills, or what, like, just work. Work, and you can start beating and winning what you want to do.
I don't watch TV. I don't watch sports. I participate. I do martial arts. He boxes. He does martial arts. He works out like a fiend. You know, it's dedication. Is that you've got to take and change. You want to change? You take a start early, and you end early. But you don't make your family pay for it. Here's the other thing. Is you don't get up, you don't give up your passions. You as a man, I've got it. I did that. I'm going to tell you, I got somebody stinking really ugly in my life for 10 years, and they got me out of my rhythm. I'm 52. 10 years, I had it wrong. 42 years, I've had it right. The worst, now, I made more money during those 10 years, I was going to have this. What's that tell you? I have never taken and witnessed somebody dying that's ever taken told me to take care of their money. They've always mentioned the things they regretted, what they wish they would have done, what they wish they could have done, and they always tell me, hey, tell my loved ones I love them. So you don't get over this whole thing and leave your ego at the door. Also, the worst times of my life is when I was the most egotistical. So check
what?
When I was the most egotistical. But get your ego in check. You're not, we're only details.
Yeah.
That's all we are.
Well, and here's the deal. We mentioned Gary Vee earlier. One of the biggest things that I like, what he says, is like, when you die, nobody's going to remember you.
No.
If Prince dies and we forget about him a couple days to a week later,
right? Us?
Who are we? Like,
so here's the deal.
Like, maybe your friends and family for a little bit.
Who do you want to leave an impact with? You want to leave an impact with
you
kids.
You do, but the point is, do it with them. Like,
not with anybody
family
else.
Family is number one.
I am not here to impress anybody else. I'm in competition with nobody. You know what's funny? Some guy walked up to me today and he said, and I get it every year. And he says, dude, I'm going to take you out.
What?
I'm going to make you look like nothing. And I said,
watch out, here it comes.
What's your name?
Watch out, here it comes. Watch out.
He said, I'm going to take you out, swing out. And I said, what's your name? And he told me his name, and I said, never heard of you. I'll see you on the other side.
I never heard of you what?
I never heard of you. I'll see you on the other side.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
The guy's, first off, the hell goes up the system. Second off, I'm just a fucking detail. Why are you aiming for me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, say what you want about Donald Trump. But the dude was... business guy turned celebrity turned president of the United States. That's pretty badass. Whatever you think about it, you look at Obama. Obama came from pretty humble beginnings. He's a community activist, turned senator, turned president. That's badass. What I do is governor. I don't do this shit. I'm going to polish cars with him.
Rennie,
thank you so much. Words of wisdom from Rennie. Guys, thank you. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for coming. All right, where are we going? Now, I got a couple bucks.
Hey, tell your video lady.
I did.
Getting this? Hold on.
I want to come interview. Oh, what?
No. What's up, mate? This.
Hold on.
How's it going?
Miami in Florida right here.
Hi, nice
Florida.
To meet you guys.
I wanted to know who ran the show.
Thank you all for coming out.
Luxury Mobile Detailing.
Thank you.
The Pints and the podcast here.
Yeah, thank you all for coming.
I appreciate it. No, yeah. Thank you guys for
what
having
us out
here.
What beer are you drinking?
IPA.
IPA?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Only how, that's how we do it in Miami.
Yeah?
Only the strong shit.
Oh, you went with the strong. Nice.
Strong girls, strong beer.
Strong girls, strong beer.
All right. We want to come meet these guys.
Okay.
Who's this?
Marcus.
What?
Connor.
Come on, give me some info.
My name's Connor Gray from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right. Tell us who you are.
Hey.
We're taking off Moana.
Okay, yeah, let's go back. IG handle.
Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
you're the only one that got
that's
it.
That's your IG?
Oh, that's funny.
It
meant
to press
me in on that
one. Oh, shit. You know, we some dads.
Well, I thought you were going.
Hey, guys, we're
from
Atlanta.
The ATL?
ATL,
yeah,
yeah,
baby.
What's up?
Yeah. What's your IG?
My
IG
is Brittany Kroll. SpaceX, my name.
Michael's done. Michael's checked out.
And which penitentiary are you taking
to?
Michael's
so here's why I'm really glad you guys are here. And here's what
I'm the monkey in the middle.
I wanted to come ask you guys this question.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we met at a dealership, and that's how you guys started. You were a dealership detailer.
Yes, 11 years ago, I detailed for a dealership. Yeah, for real.
When did you start? Detailing.
2008.
At the dealership.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where we met, which is cool that I'm glad you guys are here now. Marcus, who's on our team.
Yo.
Worked at the same dealership.
Yes, sir.
You started when?
2006.
Nice. And so tell us, give us your overview of detailing at the dealership.
Detailing at the dealership was very high expectations. It's evolved a lot from where it started from.
Shitty ass babe. I'll say it.
Basically, 10 years ago, we applied wax on little wax, you know, sponge pads, and now we are on a 3-stage polish, and it's just, things have evolved.
It's evolved. It's a lot of
yes. Yeah, completely different. Completely different.
What do you think? Remind us of your time at the dealership. Tell us about it.
Not Jack Cooper. Your experience detailing.
What did you like about detailing? Why did you detail?
Finished product. The overall.
You're drunk. You are cut off.
The overall.
Somebody cut that guy off.
I'm at 2 points.
Nothing and make you stop thinking to nothing. It's a glorious experience. I tell you what, detailing is really in my blood. Gordy Hill's been
oh, whatever. Hey, thank you guys for coming. What are you drinking?
I am drinking the Hippenweizen, I believe.
Top Choice Construction.
Top Choice Roofing and Construction, Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right.
Okay, one more, Marty.
All right, one more.
One more. Hey, Marty, what you trying to do?
Podcast live.
Who we got here?
Last one. And hey, listen, Marty.
Who we got here?
We're 10 minutes before time. We're done.
Yeah.
Last one.
Last one. Off.
What are we doing?
This is my buddy Rigo and Sergio. Yeah.
What's up, Sergio?
What's they up, are 1 hour and 48 minutes late.
Hey.
You were late.
We were waiting for you
as nurse.
I got stuck in dinner because of you.
Rigo, I sent you these what's five that? Messages throughout the year saying about this event.
Right.
All right, so tell us who we got here. Tell us who
we got. Our legends right here.
Yeah.
We're recording?
Yeah, you've been on the podcast, but tell us who you are.
Sergio Fierro from Ventura County, a fast seat setting expert.
Then you got Rigo from Orange County, California, from Extreme Access Professional Detailing. Enjoying Pints and Polishing.
Pints and Polishing is here with DJ and Marty.
We're having a good time.
Marty!
I'm glad you're here, man. Thanks for coming out. Did you guys get a beer or what?
No, you know what?
Because you're so late.
Months, bro.
Oh.
I really stopped.
Thank you for coming, man.
Yeah.
The old Rigo would have. I might like the new Rigo. The old Rigo would have definitely got in trouble.
Cheers, DJ. Cheers to a good night.
Hey, Rigo,
thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah.
Talk.